Well, it's February 2nd today, and have you heard the word on Punxsutawney Phil? He's perhaps the most famous groundhog, at least in the northern states. In Canada, they have Wart and Willie, don't they? Who started as a man's fur hat stuck in a snowbank for a newspaper picture. Willie or Phil may not be as popular in Eau Claire as they are in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, but a 1983 movie certainly spread his fame far and wide. It's a clever invention, Groundhog Day, coming at a time when winter is beginning to seem just a little bit long. Perhaps many are longing for Christmas, for spring or Christmas. Christmas has come and gone, though, and so has New Year's. And even though the days are getting longer, there can still be day after day of solid clouds blocking the cheerful sunshine. They're south of us right now, and in Pennsylvania this morning, it was cloudy. There was no shadow. Is the day dark? The legend says that's good. The groundhog will not see his shadow, will come out of his lair, and spring is just around the corner. It's a story calculated to lift spirits when they need it the most on a dark day. When Peter was writing his letters to the Christians in Asia Minor, some might have called those dark days too. At the time when he wrote his first letter, the Christians there were facing persecution. At the time of his second letter, Peter was facing death. And he wanted to remind his readers of the great and precious promises that he would soon not be around to repeat to them again. But Peter did not devise a clever story to raise people's spirits in dark days, did he? He writes, "We did not follow cleverly devised stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty." Eyewitnesses of His majesty. That's the story of Epiphany, isn't it? We have seen His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. On the mountain of Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John all saw Jesus, the same Jesus who was born in a stable in the dark of night. They saw Him with His face shining now, shining like the sun, and clothes as white as light. They all heard the voice saying, "This is My Son whom I love. With Him I am well pleased." Why is that so important for us? Because beginning with Cain, the entire human race was born in outer darkness, dead in trespasses and sins. Our human nature is corrupted to the point that even our best is tainted. As soon as we notice something good in our lives, we start taking a little credit for it. Our faith is not what it should be. Our repentance is not what it should be. We look for joy in the wrong places. We have a friend who laid down his life to save ours. And can we spare him a few minutes a day? We're too busy, we say. And it shows in our dealings with one another, too. We have been gifted with friends and family, and how often, in our selfishness, don't we treat them worse than we do a stranger? These clumsy feet, still in the mire, go crushing blossoms without end. These hard, well-meaning hands we thrust among the heartstrings of a friend. The ill-timed truth we might have kept, who knows how sharp it pierced and stung? The word we had not sense to say, who knows how grandly it had rung? That is why that word is so precious that says, with him I am well pleased. Because it is Jesus' word of forgiveness that needs to come from his majesty, from someone with authority to say, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven. It is this word that chases the night from our darkness. Perhaps in the future, also, we will see some dark days of persecution. Because of sin in the world, we face death all day long. But we have been given a word that is like a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in our hearts. And when Jesus says, come to me, I will give you rest, he is not just inviting us to put our feet up for 5 or 10 minutes before we charge back into the same old. He gives us the light of day to take with us in our hearts till the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts. It shines on everything we do and everyone we meet. We see things differently because of this light. Even before we get sick, we know that one way or another we are going to get well again. Dark and dreadful death has become a mere backstage dressing room where this corruptible puts on incorruption and this mortal puts on immortality and goes out to real life. We know all this because we have the word of the prophet made sure. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Amen. Hymn 773, stanzas 1 and 3. 773, stanzas 1 and 3.
Celebrate.